just been asked to go and answer questions. You haven't been convicted. You haven't been accused of anything. The only thing here that's happened is that someone has asked you, please, we would like you to come and answer questions. That's it. Nothing else. It's 8 o'clock. Guess who else we've summoned? Paddy, for the news. It's persecution. I can tell you that.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
The back-to-school season is upon us. We know it can be stressful. That's why Absa Bank and Book World are teaming up to lighten up the load. Start the new term with a win. Spend 250 kwacha or more on an Absa POS with any credit card, debit card, or mobile money wallet, and spin to win essential school supplies. From books to stationery to backpacks or calculators, Book World has got it all. And the best part? At the lowest prices. Visit your nearest Book World store countrywide. Book World, where education is our priority. Terms and conditions apply. Absa, your store. Story matters.
Good morning. The headlines. Ministry of Home Affairs says online passport application system receives overwhelming response. Economist lauds Kwacha's quarter four performance. And in global news, around 40 dead in Swiss ski resort bar fire. With the main news at 8 hours, I am Paddy Mugando. Ministry of Home Affairs Permanent Secretary for Technical Services, Dickson Matembo, has disclosed that the online passport application system on the Government Services Bus, GSB, has received overwhelming response, with traffic on the platform significantly increasing. Mr. Matembo attributes the high traffic to the convenience of applicants being able to submit their details online at their own pace, unlike in the past when they had to physically visit the passport office. He, however, notes that some applications are being rejected due to failure to meet security requirements, explaining that some individuals mistakenly believe the online system is a free-for-all when, in fact, strict verification procedures still apply. Mr. Matembo tells Phoenix News that the sensitization process on how to properly use the online application system is ongoing and has emphasized the importance of following all guidelines to avoid unnecessary delays or rejections. He, however, says members of the public who prefer not to or face challenges using the online platform can still apply physically at the passport office, a move aimed at easing congestion on the digital system and ensuring efficient service delivery.
People may think now it's free for all, they apply online, but only to realize that they are falling off because of some security requirements or the requirements that are needed for a person to apply for their passport. However, we also recognize that when new system is introduced, you don't have to do an immediate changeover. You need to do some sensitization, and we're also on the other hand accepting applications for those that we see that may not be the ability to go online.
Economist Noah Nkoma says the Kwacha has outperformed market expectations, particularly in the last quarter of 2025, a period typically marked by heightened demand for the local currency due to festivities and increased consumer spending. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Nkoma has observed that the Kwacha has remained stable and even recorded gains, contrary to its usual depreciation trend during this time of the year. He explains that for nearly three decades, the Kwacha has usually depreciated during this time of the year, which has not been the case in 2025. Mr. Nkoma has attributed the resilience to the country's improved economic fundamentals, prudent policies, and the liberalization of the foreign exchange market, which have boosted confidence among market players and strengthened trust in the economy and the local currency. Looking ahead, Mr. Nkoma has stressed that continued policy consistency will be key to maintaining the Kwacha's stability, urging government to continue on this path of prudent economic management to ensure the gains are sustained.
I think what is important is to, note that the Kwacha really outperformed market expectations. Because as always, in the last quarter of the year, there's so much demand for the Kwacha in view of the festivities, imports leading into Christmas. And we have always noted a pattern for the last almost 30, 35 years where the Kwacha depreciates. Now, this time around, it is the first time since the liberalization of the exchange market that the Kwacha has held firm and even posted some gains. That is a remarkable resilience. It all speaks to the prudent economic policies that have been implemented, which have given confidence to the market players, confidence in the economy, and confidence in the currency.
Mining expert Edward Simukonda has charged that Zambia performed extremely poorly in 2025 with regard to environmental safeguards, particularly in the mining sector. Mr. Simukonda says the year was characterized by a wave of mine-related pollution incidents, raising serious concerns about the protection of the environment and the safety of communities living near mining operations. He cited the pollution incident that occurred on the 18th of February involving Sino Metals Leach Zambia Limited, which resulted in the contamination of crop fields in the Kalusare area, the Mwambashi Stream and the Kafua River, leading to the destruction of aquatic life, and another incident in Mwense district of the Lopula province. Speaking to Phoenix News in an interview, Mr. Simukonda is calling for adequate funding to the Zambia Environmental Management Agency, ZEMA, and Mines Safety Department staff to enable effective oversight and routine inspections of mining operations across the country. He notes that ZEMA staff are fully trained to inspect tailings dams in mining areas and to ensure that mining firms operate strictly within the confines of the law.
We've performed very poorly in 2025 where safety and environmental aspects are concerned in the mining industry. I think we can do better, and all I can urge government is to put mind to the safety and environmental issues in the mining sector. You know, if they maybe can add a little bit of funding for the staff to be able to maneuver and be able to do their work diligently, because I think it is cardinal. You know, we can save people's lives. If this is neglected, we will continue having the same problems in 2026.
Pharmaceutical consultant Obi Chomba says the performance of the pharmaceutical sector in 2025 has been promising, with Zambia achieving an 85% stock status of essential medicines, slightly above the World Health Organization, WHO, recommendation. Mr. Chomba also notes that the country's pharmaceutical sector has made significant strides, with local manufacturers like Yash increasing production capacity to 150 products, while government initiatives such as signing memoranda of understanding with manufacturers like Mylan and Akums, expected to boost local production. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Chomba has stressed the need for efficient management at the Zambia Medicines and Medical Supplies Agency, ZAMSA, urging government to provide adequate funding and support to ensure timely procurement of medicines. He has also highlighted the importance of stakeholder engagement, particularly with the Pharmaceutical Society of Zambia, to ensure continuity in the supply chain of pharmaceuticals. Mr. Chomba has expressed optimism about Zambia's potential to become a regional hub for pharmaceutical production, citing government efforts to provide an enabling environment for local manufacturers.
The pharmaceutical sector differs from other sectors where when investment is done, the next day or month you'll be able to see products on the market. It will have to take a bit of some time, but local manufacturers that we have, they are also doing well, being supported by government. We've seen that government has gone on to sign memorandum of understanding with about five manufacturers, and Mylan is one of them. Mylan will be expanding to full production of antiretroviral drugs, which is a plus to us as a country. And also